Hey friends, Spencer here. Some of you who were active in the Facebook group or followed us on social media and other places may remember last year we did a Great British Bake Off competition, fantasy league, contest, whatever you want to call it. And my wife and I also started a podcast called The Layers Lair, which takes a look at each episode of the Great British Bake Off every week. And we've sort of combined the two this year. We're back for a second season of The Layers Lair, starting, right now, to correlate with the new season of The Great British Bake Off that comes out next week. And we've brought back the competition for another year. So this is episode one, season two of The Layers Lair. And in the show notes, I will drop the link for the contest if you want to take a look at some bakers and arbitrarily choose who you think is going to do best this week and who you think is going to win the contest overall. And if you could go give The Layers Lair a follow wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be much appreciated. We'll be publishing new episodes every week now through November or whenever the season ends, and we'll be doing the competition every week. So it's a lot of fun. Check it out. Here's the episode. Go subscribe. Get those entries in. And we'll see you later. Greetings, and welcome to The Layers Lair, season two.
Season two.
Episode one.
Episode one.
I'm Spencer.
And I'm Katie.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Good.
Good. We have very exciting news about season two.
Yes.
Well, what is it? 13?
Season 13 of Bake Off? Yes.
Season 2.
It's series 13. Yes.
My mistake. I always get confused because it's the series.
Everything's confusing.
Series, but then on Netflix, they call them collections. And also they started late. So this is like collection 8 or something on Netflix.
I don't blame you.
I can never keep it straight. Anyway.
It's season 2 of our podcast, though.
Exactly.
Yes.
And for season 13 of Bake Off, we have some bakers.
We do. We got to meet them this week.
We have a dozen of them, but not a baker's dozen.
Not a baker's dozen.
So we thought we would go through each of the 12 bakers, their brief little bios on the Bake Off site, plus maybe a few other things that we've seen around the internet.
I haven't done too much of a deep dive on anybody yet. I'll just say that.
I haven't either.
It's Labor Day weekend when we're recording this. Come on.
That's true. I looked at one Daily Mail article that like screenshotted a bunch of things from a handful of their Instagram accounts.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. Okay. I look forward to learning more from you.
Now that we have our bakers, we can get our competition up and running.
Yes.
So first things first, in the show notes for this episode, you will see the link to the form for week one of the competition. So it's just a Google form. Go fill it out. You're going to enter. Basically, you're just picking which three bakers you think are going to do best this week based on the same lack of information that we all have. And then at the bottom of the form, there's a bonus question, which is, who do you think will win this season of Bake Off?
Yes. Out of the gate, we're going to ask people to make a totally blind guess.
Yes.
And at the end of the season, there will be, as always, some sort of arbitrarily chosen prize for that person, which is usually just like a shout out. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Just to be abundantly clear up front, there is nothing at stake.
Nothing on the line. Zero things.
And if you want to play one week, I mean, we encourage you to do it every week, but if you come and go, if you do a few at the beginning, if you do a few at the end, whatever.
Totally.
There are no actual winners or losers in this in this so-called competition.
The only winner is me because I get to do some elective Excel work every week. Little data break here and there.
If that's a win for you, then that's awesome. So let's just go through the bakers.
Yeah,
Their little bios pulled up?
I do.
All right. Who's up first?
First, we have Abdul. He's 29. He's from London, and he's an electronics engineer.
So engineers, I feel, often are well received by Paul Hollywood.
Yes. Because what other characteristic do the engineers typically share on this show?
Well, they're men.
They're men, exactly.
I mean, is that unique to Bake Off or is that engineers in general?
Okay, so anyway.
Do we think that will extend to an electronics engineer?
Good question. It seems like a fairly precise type of engineering. And so I would guess that he will have the same affinity for precision that some of his engineering predecessors have had on the show.
Do we think we're going to see any illuminated bakes or like robotic? I don't know what electronics engineer actually does. but like, yep, I'm going to stop that. And anything else I say will make me sound even dumber than I already did.
Oh, my love. Okay, so here's one thing I think we will see on his bakes. He is a keen salsa dancer and a self-confessed space nerd. So I'm hoping we see some space cakes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Salsa dancing and space.
He applies his precision thinking to the chemistry of creating bakes.
Okay.
So precision thinking, salsa dancing, space cakes, and he likes matcha.
You know who doesn't like matcha?
Paul Hollywood.
Most
people. Oh, no, wait. Prue. Prue doesn't like matcha. She hates matcha. She thinks it tastes like grass.
It's very polarizing. Well,
it is a polarizing flavor. It's not as polarizing as rose, I think.
It's not polarizing. It's like a lot of people hate it, and then some people think it's okay. I don't know anyone who loves matcha. It's polarizing in like a one half of the spectrum. It doesn't get past the midpoint.
It only has one pole? Is that?
No, it has two, but they're not at the ends of the spectrum. It's at one end and the middle.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean?
See, I really like matcha. When it's done well.
I take it all back.
Okay.
All right, who's up next?
Next up, we have Carol. She's 59 and she's from Dorset. She lives on a Dorset hillside with her husband, Michael, and she is a supermarket cashier. My favorite thing about her so far, can you tell what I'm going to say?
Is it that she has a gardening segment on a local radio show?
Yes. Yep. That would be a life goal for me. You know, like maybe second career is that once I learn how to actually garden.
We could just get you like a gardening podcast.
Oh, boy.
Most information on podcasts is wrong, so you don't actually have to know gardening that well.
So she likes fruity and punchy flavors.
Okay.
And colorful and eclectic bakes inspired by her passion for horticulture are in her wheelhouse.
Now, when you say fruity and punchy flavors, do we mean like Hawaiian Punch and Fruitopia?
Fruitopia.
High C.
Oh my gosh. I haven't thought about Fruitopia since like 2003.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Every 20 years, I'll remind you of Fruitopia.
I mean, I don't really need to remember it that much.
In 2042, I'll ask you if you remember that weird Coca-Cola fruit soda.
Yeah.
That was not carbonated and was sold in high schools in the mid 2000s.
Well, it was a classic mixer freshman year for all kinds of things.
Sure.
That was the last time I thought about that. But speaking of fruity, so Carol appears to be this year's cookie baker.
Oh.
She's got some purple hair going and she just seems very, very joyful. So I'm excited about her.
There are some definite types.
Types. Yep.
On Bake Off?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the cookie baker is typically one of the younger.
She's usually younger, and she's usually a woman.
Because we also often have the, like, grandma baker.
Mm-hmm.
I
think we do have a grandma baker.
Okay.
Carol is a grandmother.
Right.
But I don't think she is the grandmother.
Okay. All right. Who's up next after Carol?
Next up, we have Dawn, who is a grandmother baker.
as in literally or the type for the show?
Well, she's grand or step-grand to four kids.
Oh, damn.
Okay. She is 60. She lives in Bedfordshire and she's an IT manager. She lives with her partner, Trevor, and is the mother to three, stepmother to two, and then grand or step-grand to four. So definitely the grandma baker here. She is an artist in and out of the kitchen. She loves illusion cakes, which is fun. And then she also favors wacky and intricate designs.
You know who's going to hate that?
Paul Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He likes intricate. She likes her attention to detail, so that's good. But if it's too wacky, Paul's going to say whack it in the bin.
If it's too wacky, you got to whack it.
Exactly. Her favorite flavors are lemon, salted caramel, and anything nutty.
Hmm.
No, Solid.
But she's not our wacky baker.
Well, I don't. She's not the kooky baker.
Kooky baker.
Yeah.
My mistake. But she may be the wacky baker.
She may be. Yeah, we'll find out. All right. Do you want to tell us who's next or should I keep going?
It's easier for you, I think, to read these.
Just why?
I got to turn my head and I can't quite get my.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
it's a geometry
in front
thing.
Of you and mine's at about 90 degrees.
Okay.
So if
next
you could,
up,
that'd be great.
We have James, who's 25. He's from Cumbria and he is a nuclear scientist. He wears kilts, grew up in the East End of Glasgow and moved to England after university. Oh, he is our nerdy baker. He loves board games and horror films. And he loves the technical side of baking. But oh boy. Ooh. Okay. He has a signature, quote, child-friendly horror style.
Oh, is he?
What do we think that means?
Maybe what's her name from a couple years ago started a Halloween baker type.
Oh, who was that?
That was 2 years ago, right?
Vampire baker.
I'm sorry. What are you Googling?
GBBO.
Did you say vampire?
Helena.
Okay, wait. You Googled vampire baker, though?
Vampire baker, GBBO. Yes.
And the first result was?
Helena. Great okay. British Bake Off, like the actual
amazing.
GBBO site. Too.
Good job. Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2019.
Okay.
She actually talks about liking vampires, doesn't she? Oh, she loves Halloween. Okay, we're not talking about two seasons ago.
You're conflating Bake Off and us watching what we do in the shadows right now. Yeah. That would be an incredible crossover, though.
That would be really good if they came in and baked in character.
Well, because they did the episode with the Dairy Girls a few years ago.
Yeah. Right? Oh, that would be amazing.
Is that what that show's called?
Yeah, Dairy Girls. Yeah.
We need a What We Do in the Shadows, because they do celebrity. Bake Off.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Noel and Nando? Okay, we're gonna lose some folks
if we
start
sure
talking about
that. They've ever, like, have we ever seen them together? Are we sure that that's not just the same guy?
No. See, this is, we got to prove it. So back to James. He seems very interesting. I'm excited about what this is going to bring. His favorite flavors are anything autumnal, mixed spice, apples, and caramel, like you would have around Halloween.
It's true.
Okay, so this might just be Helena transfixed into a younger form.
I was going to say, wasn't she like in her 40s or something? All right. I like that dude so far.
Yeah, me too.
I should be matching these to the pictures, but maybe this is better.
Okay, let me look at the picture. No, wait, who did I just introduce? James?
Yeah. Yanosh is up next.
Okay. James he's very pale.
Oh.
But Bake is filmed during the day. He clearly can't be a vampire.
Oh, well, he could be a Colin Robinson.
Okay. Don't go too deep on another show.
You're the one still talking about vampires.
Okay. Next up, we have Yanosh. And I'm sure we're going to learn how to actually pronounce his name in the coming days.
That long pause was not a pause of confidence.
No. And with apologies to anyone with Polish background who will correct me on this.
I am of Polish background. I will not correct you on that.
Okay. Oh, this is fun. So he is 34. He's from East Sussex and he's the personal assistant to a head teacher. He lives on the southeast coast with his boyfriend Simon and their sausage dog Nigel.
So is that the English?
That's a wiener dog.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I would assume so, but
sausage.
I've never heard that before.
Sausage dog.
I mean, that seems like the obvious.
Yeah, it's just it's a dachshund.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Amazing.
Also known as the badger dog. I have never heard that.
Why?
I have no idea.
Did they used to battle badgers?
Maybe. Maybe they were like bred for that. I have no idea. That seems like a stretch. Oh, like a wiener dog stretched out. Okay.
Okay, so what else about this this gentleman?
Okay, so, oh, he's going to be fun. His passions include internet culture, check, watching drag, check, and collecting movie props, check.
Wow. But he's not the nerdy baker?
I don't know. He...
Internet culture.
It's
as,
true.
As your leading interest?
That's a good point.
Also, what does that mean?
You just like memes and stuff and... I'm old,
like,
so I don't actually know.
If it wasn't followed by drag, I would assume it meant 4chan.
Oh, no. You're
but
right.
But I don't think it I don't know.
I don't think it does in this case. Okay. he describes his polling, his baking style as cartoon-like, colorful, and camp. And he loves working Polish ingredients into British staples. I am here for this.
This dude from the, he was one of the folks whose social media profiles were featured in that Daily Mail article. He looks like a good time.
Okay.
He's having fun with his bakes.
Excellent. Next up, we have Kevin. He's 33 and he's from Lanarkshire and he's a music teacher. He loves animals. He loves spending time with his wife and his siblings and their partners. He's a musician who not only teaches, but also performs. He's principally a saxophonist, but also accomplished at the flute and the piano and clarinet. Let's see here. So he began baking when he was 17. He likes seasonal ingredients and he loves interesting combinations of fruits, herbs, nuts, and spices. Okay.
Yeah. He seems fine.
He seems fine.
One of his interests is that he enjoys eating.
That's good.
Yeah, it seems applicable. But also, like, I think most people enjoy eating.
Mm-hmm.
This guy seems like the squarest baker so far.
Wait, but let me see his picture.
Yeah, I don't know what he looks like, but just based on this description. But that's
let's see.
That could be fine. That'll get you pretty far, but maybe not like all the way.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to have some sort of
hook
or like, I don't know, tagline.
Yeah. Like
Giuseppe, being Italian, got him through at least 3 rounds last year.
I mean, you're not wrong. Also,
he was also very, very talented baker, but they decided right away was going to be the guy.
That was the guy who could bring the Italian flavors and they loved
exactly.
it every time.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Next up, we have Maysam. She is our baby baker. She's 18 and she's from Manchester. She's originally from Libya and she speaks 5 languages.
Damn.
And wants to make that 7 by the time she turns 20. Okay.
Sure.
She is creative. She likes photography. And she loves the science behind baking. Her favorite flavors are inspired by her Mediterranean heritage. Olives, dates, and sesame seeds.
Okay.
I like this.
It's very amusing to me that this Google document that we're reading from has underlined favorite and flavor every time it appears in this document because it uses
true.
The OU
yes.
spelling. yeah, I think Mason's got a good shot. Like the baby baker always makes it past the first couple of rounds. You can't send them home first.
I wonder if the baby baker has ever gone home first.
That seems like it would be
just
too crushing a blow for yeah. Bake Off.
I mean, okay, time out. We watched Junior Bake Off and they just like didn't send anybody home because they're just like so soft.
The first round, Liam couldn't bring himself to send anyone home.
Liam's just too sweet.
Junior Bake Off is a good time.
It's worth your time.
Yeah. I mean, it's hosted by Liam.
All time great.
What? 2 or 3 seasons ago? Who is just the most wholesome man to ever mm-hmm. walk the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of little kids baking their asses off
and
mostly ruining everything. But Liam finds something good about all
it's
of them.
It's the nicest criticism I have ever heard doled out, yeah. ever.
And he is I forget the other host's name. But
I don't remember,
the two
she's
hosts
great.
Are extremely brave to eat a bunch of, like, things that include dairy and were prepared by 10 to 14 year olds.
I don't think I've ever seen you more scared than when they were drinking 12 different milks that children prepared.
Dude, can you imagine? You ever seen like 10 year olds' hands?
All right, onward. Next up, we have Maxie. She's 29 and is from London. Oh, she's from Swedish. She's from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But she lives in London. She has a master's in architecture and has 2 daughters. Oh, she's a DIYer. I like this. She likes her favorite flavors are Scandinavian, cardamom, saffron, and cinnamon. Ooh, I like this.
Yeah, okay. Those three are good. Scandinavian flavors, as someone who was raised by Scandinavian women, are not always great.
Well, you're thinking about cooking. Baking flavors, generally delicious.
You're right.
Do you remember how many great buns we ate in Sweden? So many great buns.
Sweden, full of great buns. Yeah, no, you're right. In fact, we came home and immediately tried to recreate some things.
Yeah. All right, next up we have Rebs, who's 23 and from County Antrim in Ireland.
Is that a variant of Rebecca? Is that what's going on there?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yeah. She also has a fairly prolific social media presence. She appears to be very gorgeous.
That makes sense. The social media part makes sense for our 23-year-old baker.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I just found a picture of Janosch and it is fantastic. He's wearing a giant whoopee cushion.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm a big fan. Okay. But back to Rebs. She can Irish dance and play the tin whistle. I know somebody out there who will really enjoy this.
Hopefully in season two, we can afford to do less narrow casting as our listenership grows.
I know that this will appeal to a broad swath of our listenership. How about that?
So speaking directly to Christina during recording.
Sure, yeah. okay, so her earliest baking memory is helping her mom in the kitchen and eating her granny's lemon meringue pies. And she is baking as a way to unwind from a busy job in the tech world. So let's see here. Her favorite flavors are, recently she started to play around with Middle Eastern ingredients. Her boyfriend, Jack, has Turkish family heritage. Ooh. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, it just says flavor is paramount for her.
Yeah. I mean, tell me more. Like, which flavor?
Yeah, and isn't that kind of how baking works?
Yes, I do not want to eat cardboard.
It should taste good.
First. It should taste good. You can't have style over substance.
No, sir.
No. All right, next up we have Sandro, who's 30, and he's a nanny in London. He was born in Angola. He's a keen boxer who's passionate about fitness. Ooh, and he's a ballet and break dancer, too.
Mm-hmm. Did you see his pictures?
No. I'm going to go look now.
You might want to check those out.
Okay. I'm sorry. There's more Janosch here. That's just it's outstanding. Oh, damn. Okay.
Sandro's very handsome.
The caption.
And doesn't wear a lot of shirts while he bakes.
The caption is that he seems to divide his time equally between the gym and the kitchen, with the handsome chef showing off his muscles in a tank top while whipping up a selection of treats. Okay.
Oh, man. What a cool thing to be called in the Daily Mail. The handsome chef.
Let's see. What is he into? Ooh. Dulce de leche. Paprika. Tangy cheese. All these flavors from his Angolan heritage.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. This is cool. Okay.
A couple more?
Yes. Sayabira. She's 32 and lives in London. She's one of seven kids.
Damn.
She is from Malaysia and moved to the UK in 2013. She's also a nerd. She likes gaming and spends evenings playing an online World War II simulation game.
Whoa.
Which she credits with teaching her about leadership in the real world.
I was going to ask board or video, but it turns out it's online
World War II
war reenactment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It had never crossed my mind that that is a thing, but of course it is.
Everything's a thing. If you look hard enough on the internet.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she is going to bring her Malaysian flavor twists to British classics.
Sounds great.
And this is the first time that I've seen a savory bake listed, like specifically. Hmm. Chicken rendang Cornish pasties are a particular favorite. So if there's a savory bake, she might be one to watch.
As long as they don't do the weird meat log things this year.
You just generally hate the savory bake.
Well,
because it's always fish or meat logs.
When they do like the specifically English savory bakes.
Yeah.
When they let the bakers choose, is fine. But when they have them all do like a stuff 6 pounds of meat into a tin and put some flour around it bakes. Okay. No, thank you. I don't want to look at wet meat for an hour.
Okay. last up, we have Will, who is 45, a former charity director, and he's from London.
Does that mean retired?
Maybe.
That's cool.
Retired at 45? That would be great. Can we do that? If this podcast takes off?
We gotta get more than like 100 listeners, okay. But then maybe.
So he grew up outside of Bristol, lives in London with his wife, 3 kids, and a cat named Tiggy. Another DIY and carpentry guy. And then he also loves cooking up new and exciting dishes in the kitchen. So he is intrigued by the technical side of baking also. That's 3 people who have, I think 3 of this group, who have specifically named the technical side of baking, which I think generally works out well.
Yeah.
If they've got the flavors right.
I do wonder how meaningful some of those are. It seems like they maybe, sometimes it seems like they give them a questionnaire.
It's a multiple choice answer.
And then someone turns it into actual narrative.
For sure. For sure. He is a particular fan of using yeast and not just in bread. I don't know what that means, but he likes yeast.
Where else do you put it?
You can put nutritional yeast on popcorn. You can put nutritional yeast on anything, but that's different.
Do we think that's what that means?
But like yeasted cakes are a thing. Yeasted, there are yeasted lots of things.
I wonder how bread purist.
Oh, Paul Hollywood's going to poke holes in that theory.
That's Paul poking bread.
Thank you for explaining that.
you can't hear this.
What?
That was just for the listeners.
Okay. I'll do it back. Okay.
It might sound horrible. Sorry if it does.
His favorite flavors are salted caramel and paprika, but not at the same time. Okay. Good clarification. Huh. Let's see what...
We got a breath.
Yeah. Going back to the photo. I want to see what this guy looks like.
You leaning any specific direction for your season-long prediction?
Ooh, good question.
I think we should make a couple predictions here, right? Just to see how right or wrong we were 10 weeks from now.
Yeah, probably. Okay. So
you want to start? You want me to start?
I want you to start. Yeah, I'm looking through things.
Let's do our season-long, let's pick our winner first. I'm going to go with, do I go with like the experienced bakers? We've never had a really young person win, right?
No. What's his name? Baby Baker won once.
Really?
Peter.
Oh, that guy won? I didn't remember that. Okay.
I think so. He was the winner.
I'm going to say Yanash takes it down.
He was going to be one of mine.
Were you gonna say the same
That's
thing?
Okay.
And then I'm going to also say that we should choose who leaves first.
Who leaves first? Yeah. Okay. Ooh, that's hard.
I'm going to say that was it Dawn? Yeah, I think Dawn's going first.
You think Dawn's going first? Okay. Yep. I think Will's going first.
Okay. Any particular reason why?
No.
Just don't like the look of him?
No, it's just because he was up on my screen when you asked me that question.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm going to say that, yikes, who's going to go the distance? I mean, I feel like I just am going to...
We can both say the Polish feller.
Well, okay, so I just think I'm going to like Carol and Yanash.
All right, go Carol then, so that we have...
Are we doing this as a team? This is collaborative?
No.
Not competitive?
No, I'm saying so that we don't pick the same person.
Okay, go on, Carol.
All right. I think that's it. Any other thoughts about this year's class?
No, I'm just so excited. This is so awesome.
So yeah, hit the Google form in the show notes. Get those. Oh, those need to be in by the
turn of midnight.
Yeah, technically 12 a.m. on Friday the 16th. So Thursday night into Friday morning, 15th, 16th. Do it by the end of the day on Thursday the 15th to be safe. And if you're in the UK listening to this,
don't cheat.
Don't cheat. Or, you know, just get it in early or don't watch it for a couple of days or whatever. We're in the US, so we can't watch until Friday.
Yep. Baker's honor.
But yeah, get those in by the end of the day Thursday, and then we will have results the following week.
And we can't wait to watch along with you this season.
See you in the tent.
Bye.